A committee in America's House of Representatives accused Amazon, Apple, Facebook and Google of exploiting their monopoly power, comparing them to oil and railway tycoons in the 19th century, and recommended sweeping reforms to antitrust laws. That could spell trouble for the tech giants if the Democrats win both chambers of Congress next month. Boeing's annual outlook for the overall aerospace industry forecast an 11% drop in demand for commercial planes over the next decade, compared with last year's forecast. Over the next 20 years, it predicts passenger traffic growth will return to pre-pandemic levels of 4% a year. Walmart at last found a buyer for Asda, a British supermarket chain that it bought in 1999 and has been trying to sell for more than 2 years. The new owner in the £6.8 billion or $8.7 billion deal is a consortium led by Zuber and Mohsin Issa. The brothers run EG Group, which operates petrol stations and food concessions across 10 countries and owns many Kentucky Fried Chicken franchises in Britain. Bristol-Myers Squibb made another big acquisition, agreeing to pay $13.1 billion for MyoKardia, a clinical-stage biopharmaceutical company specializing in treatments for heart disease. Last year, Bristol-Myers Squibb bought Celgene for $90 billion, one of the largest ever deals in the drug industry. Cineworld decided to close all its cinemas in America and Britain until next year, after the release date of No Time to Die, the next James Bond film, was again postponed until April. Already struggling as social distancing keeps the crowds away from its venues, Cineworld was banking on what would have been this year's biggest box office draw. Other films have been delayed, some have gone straight to streaming. Many in the industry believe lavish blockbusters need to be seen in cinemas first in order to create the all-important buzz.